Dade and Lucille Chuck Longview were asked to create a worship service for the Women in Religion Continental Convocation of Unitarian Universalists. And as they shaped that service, they wanted to create a new ritual that spoke to our connectedness to one another, to the totality of life, and to our place on this planet. They included a new inclusive symbol of women's spirituality, water. They wrote, "Water is more than simply a metaphor. It is elemental and primary, calling forth feelings of awe and reverence, acknowledging that the ocean is considered by many to be the place from which all life on our planet came. It is the womb of life, and that amniotic waters surround each of us prenatally. We now realize that this worship service was for us a new story of creation, to choose water as our symbol of empowerment." That November service held in East Lansing, Michigan, was called Coming Home Like Rivers to the Sea. They asked 8 different women, each coming from different places, to bring water, and they did. Water from the Rio Grande, the Assiniboine Rivers, rainwater from Maryland, water from the Pacific and the Atlantic Oceans, and others were poured into the earthenware bowl as each bearer described its significance. I was 24 years old that November, and I was there at the conference. And I was one of the people who was asked to participate in that service. Of course, no one knew at the time that that water ceremony would become one of the most powerful, most meaningful of the Unitarian Universalist ceremonies in our calendar year. I remember being up very late at night before the morning service, meditating on the meaning of the conference and the meaning of Unitarian women coming together from across the continent and as far away as Europe for the first time. I had been asked to interpret what this meaning of water was for everyone without words. I thought about all the singular drops of water that were each person there. I thought about the power of these women and women across the world rising up and flowing together. I thought about the power in that movement, the potential activated in that power. I thought about the power in women rising up to meet the power in men. And I thought about how that meeting and that merging of powers brought humanity into a full circle. I thought that it was a movement without end, as the seas rise and fall and rise again. And I thought that this movement was a movement of mind, of heart, of body, and of soul, a movement of connection. In the middle of the night, in front of the hotel bathroom mirror, I practiced what I would do the next morning in the service. And the next day, I walked up onto the dais when it was my turn, and I looked around at this phenomenon. All these faces, full, open, present to the power of us being together. It was an honor to be part of that gathering, to be part of a significant and creative moment in this, our tradition, an honor to have it as a memory. Now, 1980 is a long way back. In those 37 years, this world has changed. This is a different time. And we are here now. The ceremony that we are about to share, where you will come forward and pour a little of the water that you either brought with you or that is here available for you, where you'll tell us a little bit about what water means to you now. This ceremony we are creating by us in our time and for our world. In the world we live in, the waters are rising because the ice caps are melting, because the sea temperatures are rising. In the world where we live, the rivers and the streams in places are running dry, and the result is that in some of these places, the salmon cannot return to spawn. In the world that we live in, the oceans are being pushed up by earthquakes to swell and rush over the land. In the world in which we live, the seas are being sucked up by hurricanes and then thrown down all over the land, engulfing it. In our world, right now, this summer, this morning, water is a force, a power of the like that we have not seen. The water is touching us, and the absence of water is making itself known. And we cannot ignore it. We can't pretend that water is not changing our lives. The world that we live in today is uncharted and unpredictable. Some of us might be scared, worried, feeling helpless, maybe enraged. Our emotions rise and flow through us because we are not ignoring what's happening. Our hearts go out, as I asked earlier, at the lighting of the chalice to the 40 million people in Southeast Asia who are rebuilding their homes after the floods last month. 40 million. Our hearts go out to the people of the Caribbean whose lives have been devastated earlier this week. And our hearts go out to the millions of people in the southern U.S. who, in this very moment, are clinging to the edges of their homes and lives. And to the people and the friends, family right here in B.C. who had to be evacuated this past summer, had their lives disturbed, changed, transformed by the fires because of lack of water sweeping our province. This is our world. This is our times. Sitting here, we are not perhaps directly affected by the disasters that I've mentioned. It's still our world. And with media, it comes right into our bedrooms, our living rooms, our vehicles. This is climate change, and it is affecting us all. There are no walls to protect us. So what do we cling to? What do we cling to when the river is flowing high? Hope? I don't believe that this is a time for hope, that climate change will not transform our world. If you trust science, if you are rational and have your eyes open, then you know that the world is changing and has been for decades. What do we cling to? I say we cling to what is good in us. We take stock of our lives and the choices we make, and we make those choices based on what you have come to know to be your highest good, your highest value, your highest principle. Now is the time to live from the solidity of what to be true to you. Is it compassion for you? Is it kindness, justice? Now is the time to cling to deeper truths, to live from deeper truths every moment. Now is the time. It's not the time to go shopping. It's not the time. Well, we all need times to deny, to deflect, to delay, to stick our heads in the sand and just wish it would all go away. We all do that. But while your head is in the sand, can I suggest that you think about what's important to you? Take time and figure it out. And if it's community that you discover is important to you, then commit anew to the relationships around you. If it's justice, then be joyful and live for justice. If it's beauty, seek it out. Breathe it in. Sing it out. If it's compassion, then embrace all that hurt and fear that you have and love it deeply. And then turn it around. Turn yourself around and do that for a friend, a neighbor, even a stranger. The world needs us very, very much right now. Now is the time. The waters are rising in all of us. As you listen and sing with the choir, let yourself rise into the words, "There's a river flowing in my soul." These words were written by Rose Sanders, the first woman of African descent to become a judge in Alabama. Think about that. And when you sing, "I am somebody," think of times when you weren't connected to yourself. And then sing knowing that you are whole and beautiful. Then think of times when you thought the person next to you wasn't somebody. And then sing for them, too, to be whole and connected as the waters rise. We are, each and every one of us, a body rooted in the connection through water flowing through all of us. We are all in this river together. Let's sing.